Hey you, do you want to become healthy? Well, who doesn't want to? But the important question is, how? If you feel the same way, then I got you covered. I am bringing some of the most awesome health and nutrition experts on the podcast, and they are going to share each and everything about physical and mental wellness. So, are you ready to learn with me and become a better version of yourself? Then make sure to follow this podcast because I don't want you to miss out any episodes. Thank you for being a part of this community. I'm glad you are listening.
Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta and you are listening to the podcast on personality development. In today's episode, we are going to talk about excess consciousness. It is really an interesting thing, and the thing which I have been practicing some of its tools, I would say, from past 4 to 5 months, and it has been a great journey for me as well. And to guide us with that is, one more time, a people's person who was a homemaker, and then she chose to become a teacher. And then she realized that she has a great voice. She became a voiceover artist. And suddenly she realized that she wants to add values in people's life. So she became a soft skills trainer. And currently she is adding smiles in people's life. And that is with the help of excess consciousness. Please allow me to welcome for the one more time in the podcast on personality development, Ambika Vijayan. Ambika, first of all, thank you so much for being a part of this show. And how are you feeling coming back to this show?
Thank you so much, Aditya. I am very excited and very happy. And I'm so grateful to you for having me here. And it's a pleasure, complete pleasure to be here. And before we begin, I would like to congratulate you for all the phenomenal work that you are doing. It is such a contribution to everyone who hears. I hear most of your podcasts. I hope I haven't missed any though. But they add value. They are so, so, so contributive. So thank you and all the very best for your future podcast too.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambika, for those kind words. It's not over only the kind words, I would say, but it's also a motivating factor for me. So thank you so much for that. It's because of people like you who support podcasters by listening to these podcasts. And I think that's what keeps all the podcasters going, and keeping the good work on. So thank you. Thank you so much for those words. I really appreciate it. So yeah, coming straight to the topic about excess consciousness, Ambika, if you could tell me like how your journey begin with excess consciousness, what made you think that, you should go for it? So what was that incident or what was that journey which happened so that, you came into this?
Okay, so let me be very honest and open about it, that I really had no idea what excess consciousness was even when I went in for a workshop. So it was a push by one of my friends, and we were just kind of, going through what else we can do, just, meeting people, doing things. And she came across somebody where this was like a very unique thing. It was something so interesting that she got back to me and she's like, we have to do this. And this is a kind of energy work, I would say, because and I absolutely did not believe that it was possible. I thought it was just a foo-foo and it was just a made-up thing. So yet she kind of insisted and we landed up going to that workshop. And once I entered there, I knew that it was something very different from what I had been living, I had known. And people around me also probably had no idea. But there, you just kind of flow with it. It could be like it was for me, a little confusing, a little doubtful. But as I kept practicing, I can just say that my journey has been magical. It has just kind of taken a complete flip side to what I was, because I felt I was like in the happiest zone and everything was like perfectly fine. Yet there has been so much more that has added to me and to my life. And from what I experienced, I've attempted to add to other people's life. And the best is when, you know, your participants and your clients come back and tell you the kind of shifts that they have experienced. And it is just so wonderful. So it was my first attempt into energy work, and there is no looking back since then.
Wow, that's a great story, and that makes me more excited about excess consciousness. So without any wasting time, I would say, please explain what exactly is excess consciousness, and how one can go with it.
Absolutely, I am more than happy. In fact, you'll have to tell me to be quiet, because once I start talking about this phenomenal modality, it's difficult for me to be quiet. So firstly, this is a modality which is, the founder is Mr. Gary Douglas, and co-founder is Dr. Dane Heard. And these two guys have created magic just by the way things happen through them, and the way they have shared their knowing, the way they have expanded it to others. So access consciousness, if I could define, is basically a set of tools and processes which are used, which are given to you to empower yourself and to create a life like how you would have it. Because all of us are stuck somewhere or the other. People are working hard, they're getting so stressed about so much, because we are entrained to think that only if we work hard can we achieve money, only if we work hard and only then we achieve success. But I'm sorry to say, it just might sound very silly, but trust me, things come to you with so much more ease just by using these tools and processes, including health, including relationships and whatnot. So right now, access consciousness is being practiced in over 176 countries, and India is of course one of the biggest hubs. We have numerous facilitators, body process facilitators, certified facilitators, which is different. So more as we go ahead with it, right?
Right. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I actually knew about excess consciousness, but I wasn't knowing about it in such depth. And 176 countries is a huge number, and that's just phenomenal, I would say. And it's really great to hear that. And also, I mean, you have always told me about excess consciousness, and there is also one thing in excess consciousness which is known as excess bars, which is a part of excess consciousness. So if you could share some light on that as well.
Surely. So access bars is one of the body processes, one of the processes which is taught, which is practiced in access consciousness. It is like a stepping stone into consciousness, is how I look at it. So what is consciousness, if we could ask, is, anything and everything has a consciousness. It is alive. It has molecules, as we know. So like how science proves that everything is, kind of evolving, shifting, no matter how solid something is visible, yet there are molecules, and molecules is all that we are all made of. And once we reduce our beings to that space of being the smallest part of a huge thing, we all zero down to becoming a molecule, and hence I could say we are all one. And just having said that, the moment you believe that, it is like it is all about working, being energy, like how we use our bodies to be and live through this life. And then once our time is over, we kind of go ahead, leaving the body behind. So this whole journey before we take on this body and after is about, having the consciousness, living consciousness. And the more we practice processes, so VARS is one of the body processes of access consciousness, which helps you to kind of get rid of all those stuck up point of views, every stuck up energy, which is not allowing us to create more or to have what we would like to have in this life. Because we are living as, for example, the main thing in Axis, this is taught or rather told, is that your thoughts create reality. So if thoughts create reality, why is it that so many people who are struggling for money, who are struggling for success, who are struggling to have relationships, who are struggling to have the best of health, who are not blessed with it, are still not attaining it? And the moment you let go of those thoughts through these tools and processes, you experience shifts coming to you in those spaces, that yes, openings are coming, your more opportunities are showing up, you're getting more choices, and it becomes like a magical life, and miracles just keep showing up like instantaneously. So the moment you put, you go to a part, the practitioner, the VARS practitioner, the person will touch your head. There are 32 points in your head. And these points are all those points which are about these energetic spaces, which are solidified spaces of holding on the negative charge. The moment the person touches those, it starts dissipating. So it is like clearing the garbage out of your system. It is something like you're just letting go of everything which is not working for you, which is stopping you to have a phenomenal, beautiful, exciting life. And the moment that delete button is pressed, it is like deleting everything which is not required. It is like upgrading your computer, how we do. It's like you're upgrading your body. So the moment everything starts deleting, it becomes an open space, and the person actually comes out of that session feeling much lighter. Like they say, the worst case scenario is it'll feel like you've had a very good massage. And the best could be the whole life could change. So that's how VARS work. And just because it is so quick and so easy, sometimes we doubt it. And you have to experience it to believe it, is all I can say.
Wow, that's really interesting, and that's really amazing. As you know, we all in our lives, we all carry certain amount of burden. That burden can be of doubts, expectations from other, that burden can be of n number of things, and basically to delete all those things which are making us stop to fly is what Access VARS is, and that is one of the most important thing which needs to be done. And as easy as it is to say, but it is really difficult to actually implement. And if that can be done with the much more easier steps, I would say that's just a great thing to go for. So yeah, I'm definitely on for it. So Ambika, if you could share some of the tools with the listeners, and obviously with me, so that they can practice it, okay, for in their day-to-day lives, so that they can experience a certain amount of change in their lives as well.
Sure, I'd love to do that, Aditya, but before I actually share that with you, there is something that I wish to add on. Just access practices. The beautiful class, Dr. Dan, he facilitates it. It is called the Being You. He's also written the book with the same name, Being You. The moment you just mentioned about living through other people's expectations, living through self-judgment, and all these ways so heavy on us because we are so conditioned to live for everyone but for yourself. We fear saying things and doing things just because it might not seem right, though we know that this is not something we want to do. And these things, to let go of that conditioning doesn't come in easy. So today, when we are recording, it's actually the first International Being You Day celebrated. And I'm just so privileged to have been, speaking about this beautiful modality and this beautiful aspect of the processes which are given in this Being You book by Dr. Dane here, that I would recommend everybody to please take it, buy it. It's all available on Amazon and Kindle. And it is so phenomenal that just by going through that, you will understand that there will be so many shifts which will occur into your space, which will keep you going higher, which will make your life lighter. And you will see that you're soaring way, way, way high. There's nothing stopping you after that. So having said that, as you've just requested for, and I'm more than happy to share a couple of tools here. First is, which is called the Access Mantra. It's actually a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And I would highly recommend people use it 10 times in the morning and evening, if not more. And you will feel ease in any situation, any condition, any issue coming up. You're fearing about exam or an interview or some project or some presentation. Just enter the space using this mantra and experience the magic. I would love to hear from you. And here it is. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. I repeat, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And it's not just about the words. You can say it in Hindi, you can say it in any language, because that is the energy that you have to feel. So in Hindi, like we say, Sara jeevan meri or sugamta harsh aur vaibhav ke saath aata hai, which goes to say that no matter what the situation in my life right now is coming towards me with complete ease, it will not harm me, it will not trouble me. I am peace, I am joy, I am ease. So all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And the second tool that I am more than happy to share is, who does it belong to? As we understand that we are the SpongeBobs of energy. We feel the vibes way before a person can open the mouth or talk or whatever. So the moment, there will be times that you will suddenly feel sad with so much of sadness, so much of the pandemic going on, the people suffering. There is so much happening around us. But if we don't really want to get affected, this is the best tool. You just have to use this question of, who does it belong to? This energy is not mine, because 99% of thoughts, feelings, emotions are some other people's around us, and we have a huge radar. So the moment you keep asking, who does it belong to? Who does it belong to? Who does it belong to? You will feel a lightness in you that, yes, this is not mine. After repeating a few times, just say, I return it to sender with consciousness attached. You don't have to know who it is. You don't have to know where will it go. Just say that and boom, you will feel nicer. So I would request you all to use both the tools and do share how you feel once you've used them. If anything happens, I'll be more than happy to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much, Ambika, for sharing those. But I also know that, you know, since you are a voiceover artist as well, and I know the first tool which you mentioned, that is, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And, you know, there are certain good ways to say that. You know, people can be much more in a happier way, they can say it. So if you could say, just, you know, say in that way as well, I mean, you know, okay. That would be perfect, I guess.
Okay. So can we end this show by saying it like 10 times, if you don't mind? Can we?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Order. Yes, definitely.
So please
definitely
join me as I say it. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. So here it is.
Wow, see, that's really nice. That's great. I mean, obviously, when you have this amount of happiness in your life, and I can see that in your voice as well. I mean, I can hear it. And also, I can see that every time when I meet you, and you know, these kind of energy vibes, when you say it in a different way, you know, that actually, you know, gets more impact while you speak that mantra. So, you know, that's pretty amazing. So, yeah, I mean, as you said, we are almost at the end of this episode. So before going ahead, I would like to tell all the listeners that, you know, being you booked as recommended by Ambika Vijayan, I'll specify the link in the description so that you guys can just click on that and get to that particular page. So I'm going to specify the link in the description. Make sure to check that out. And Ambika, like we are on the end of this episode. So, you know, and I'm definitely sure people would, you know, like to contact you. People would like to, you know, get to you, get in touch with you. So, you know, can you specify, you know, if people wants to get in touch with you, how they can do that? Sure. And yeah, so please, all yours.
Okay, thank you, Aditya. Thank you so much. So, yes, you can DM me on Insta. I'm there with the same name as Ambika Vijayan. And I'm there also on Facebook. So you can message me, you can get in touch with me, and I shall leave my email ID as well. You can definitely write to me. These are a few ways I'm right, like a message away. It'll be so happy. I mean, I'll be more than happy to hear from whoever's willing to receive more.
Wow, that's great. So listeners, I know that's enough amount of information to take. So I'm going to specify each and everything in the description. Make sure to give her a follow on Instagram. Make sure to message her. I am pretty sure it's worth it. So make sure that you get in touch with her. And obviously, if you feel that, you know, this podcast, this episode adds value in your life, then make sure to share it with your loved ones as well. Because you see, the more you share, the more you gain, and the more you gain the knowledge. So make sure to share it with your loved ones, family members, and all those people to whom you want to share it with. And with that being said, this is Aditya Mehta along with Ambika Vijayan signing off from this episode. See you in the next one. Till then, peace out.